My grandfather used to call it turkle.
Turkle. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, that's not too common, turkle. And let's see, how about the dry land variety?
Terrapin.
Did you ever hear cooter or gopher?
No.
All right. One of those is South Georgia, I forget which. How about tortoise?
Well, aren't they all tortoise?
What, all kinds of turtles?
Yeah.
I really have no idea. Let's see, then the kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams, it looks a little bit like a lobster.
Crawfish.
All right. And these are insects, the kind that flies around a light and tries to fly into it?
Moth.
Ever hear that called candlefly?
Yes, that's what I was trying to think of.
What?
Candlefly.
Okay, is it the same?
As far as I know.
Okay, so you have one moth, you would have two?
Moths.
All right. And then the thing that has a little light in its tail?
Lightning bug.
Any
firefly.
Other? Which would you use?
Lightning bug.
Okay. And let's see, then the insect that has two pairs of filmy wings and hovers around water, and they say it eats mosquitoes.
Dragonfly.
Any other name?
Not that I know of.
How about mosquito hawk or snake doctor?
Snake doctor, yeah.
All right. There are all kinds of other varieties, too, like snake feeder and darning needle and devil's darning
snake
needle.
Snake doctor, all right. Okay. That's what I used to call them all the time before I knew they were dragonflies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is taking you back to the past.
Yeah, it really is. Taking me to my childhood.
What about kinds of stinging insects?
Wasps and bees, bumblebees, honeybees, scorpion.
Is that an insect?
I don't know. That may be a crustacean.
What's a crustacean? No, don't go into that.
It's
what
like
about
crawfish.
The first one that you said.
Wasp.
Was that singular or plural?
Either way you want to
that's,
use
that's
it.
Both, okay. Then what about the ones that build the big paper nests?
Hornets. Mm-hmm. Yellow jackets.
Yeah. How about the ones that make a nest in the ground? Some say they don't sting. Make a nest out of dirt or mud.
Dirt daubers.
Do they sting?
Mm-mm.
Some say they do and some say they don't.
They don't.
How about the things, I'll take your word for it, the things that fly around at night and bite you in the summer?
Mosquitoes.
Yes, and then the little things that burrow in your skin when you're walking in the woods?
Red bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Chiggers.
Which would you use normally?
Red bugs.
Okay. And then the kind that are green or brown and they hop along in the grass?
Grasshopper?
Couldn't miss that one. Did you ever hear a grasshopper called a hoppergrass?
No.
Okay. And then the little fish used for bait?
Minnows.
Ever hear those called shiners?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then, let's see, the thing, if you haven't cleaned your room, you might find hanging across the corner?
Spiderweb.
Any other name?
Cobweb.
Are they the same?
As far as I know.
What would you call it if it were outdoors on a bush?
Spiderweb.
Not a cobweb?
Yeah.
Yes, not a cobweb.
Yes, not a cobweb.
Okay.
You're right.
Would it matter
if the cobweb would be on the inside where it didn't have anything mm-hmm. to do with the spider?
Would it matter if the spider were still in it? Would a cobweb be without a spider?
Yeah, that could be.
Okay.
Gosh, I never thought about that.
I know. Yeah. You just say it and you don't stop to think about all your distinctions. And then the part of the tree that grows under the ground?
Root.
And the tree you tap for syrup?
Maple.
And if you had a bunch of maples, you'd say you had a?
Grove.
And then, do you know a kind of tree that has broad leaves which are shed all at one time, the bark peels with little knobs or balls, tough wood used for chopping blocks?
Poplar.
It's a tall shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark.
Birch.
Try again. It's the kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible. Is that any help? Starts with S-Y-C.
Sycamore.
Mm-hmm. Do you know sycamores?
No.
Okay, I don't either. That's why I just have to read the description. I have no idea what they look like.
But the way you described it, poplar has the mm-hmm. broad leaves, and
mm-hmm.
the birch has the scaly bark, and